Local shares struggled to hold on to their early gains today. In fact, at the best levels of the day, the market was up by 30 points. And then over the course of the afternoon, those improvements were surrendered. And at its worst, the market was down by almost 20 points. It finished with a loss of close to 5 points. So part of the reason for that is that we saw US futures fall away over the course of the afternoon. So that would have been a weight on sentiment. As far as the various sectors were concerned, gold stocks did quite well today. Newcrest Mining was up by about 4%. Miners in general were under pressure. So Rio Tinto shares were down by more than 2%, and banks were a weight on the market as well. The ANZ, NAB and Westpac groups were down in the range of 0.25% to 0.5%. It was another busy day as far as companies reporting results. Amongst them, the AMP, they reported an underlying profit that rose by 4%, which was in line with the market's expectations, but there was really no trigger within these figures for the market to get terribly excited, and the shares finished down by about 2.6%. On the other side of the coin, however, the market was quite impressed by Aristocrat Leisure taking the initiative to spend $500 million on buying an organization based in Israel that produces games for social platforms and the internet, and this is expected to make a pretty substantial impact on Aristocrat's digital earnings. So that's an important diversification away from their original business, which is making gaming machines. Nick Scali was also under pressure today, falling by about 8%. Even though they posted a very impressive full-year profit, which rose by 42% to $37 million, their outlook was a little bit subdued, and that put pressure on the shares. Vocus Communications was down by 6% in the absence of any news. And the Aussie dollar, basically in a holding pattern compared to where it was yesterday at 78.8 US cents.